Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of April 5th, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We're back once again for News AF. I'm Rob Cesternino, and here we are. Back again another week, still no word from Tyson. I wasn't that concerned. I'm starting to get slightly concerned that this has gone on long enough. I'm really worried that maybe this is more than a contract holdout,
an elaborate April Fool's joke.
Oh, it could be an April Fool's month joke.
Yes,
of course. Here with us, a man who never would hold out for a contract extension. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Or do an elaborate April Fool's joke, because I just know how April Fool's escalates and eventually someone's going to end up crying. Mm-hmm. So I would never consider doing this as a joke or a negotiation tactic.
Danny, were you the victim of any April Fool's pranks this week?
No, but Liz was, and it carried on throughout the entire day, and they only became more and more destructive. And then kids were crying, screaming at each other. It was a complete, the day itself became an entire joke.
Your kids were perpetrating April Fool's pranks?
Yeah, salt was being used, buckets of water or bowls of water on top of doors.
Oh, my God.
Lots of tape, lots of toys were being sacrificed to April Fool's. It was seriously a nightmare. It was an all-out battle.
Oh, my God. Is everybody okay?
I wasn't. By the end of the day, I was completely rattled.
Mm-hmm. It sounds traumatic.
It was traumatic. I mean, I can only yell at my kids so much, then it just becomes background noise.
Well, let's bring in somebody who's no stranger to yelling at children, of course. last week, we had the great Frail Mary, Mary Krakowski, here with us. I got so much positive feedback. People love to hear from Mary. We have another great guest here with us. Of course, she's no stranger to News AF. Of course, the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Cesternino, is here. Nicole, how are you?
I'm here to announce that I want my contract negotiated.
Oh, yes. 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 You're no stranger to holdouts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of your signature moves.
Mm-hmm.
The holdout.
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you elaborate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Nicole, it's so nice to have you here today.
So nice to be here.
Yes. Okay. This is fun. Danny, I hope this isn't like too awkward being
I'm the third wheel.
Is Nicole the third wheel?
I am definitely the third wheel here. I feel like you guys have this banter between, you know, each other, mm-hmm. and I'm just observing.
No, we just met. We don't really have too much banter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is going to be, I think it's going to be fun. Of course, Nicole has a great deal of knowledge in the medical field, the medical profession as a nurse. She might be able to give us some insight into the various, medical stories that we cover here on News AF. Nicole, how's everything going in your world?
It's good. I'm actually on call right now. I might have to depart suddenly when the dog trainer comes because our dog is terrible. Mm-hmm. And needs to be in boot camp. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if Nicole has to suddenly run off, then, you know, Danny and I will take it from there.
If you can handle it.
But I think we can handle it. I think we can handle it. Okay.
We'll need time to kind of like mentally reorganize, but
I get that. Yeah.
I might get through it.
Other than April Fool's, how's everything else going for you, Danny?
Spring breaking it down here in your old stomping grounds. California.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any activities planned?
Yeah, we're going to Universal Studios.
Oh, that's fun. Danny loves theme parks.
Is it, you guys, is that a good place to go or bad?
We like Universal. We had some good times there.
Okay.
It's not crazy like Disneyland. So it's like, it's pretty good.
You know, I think the thing when we went there, there's not a lot of stuff for like really little kids. I think our kids were too young for Universal. I think we went and our boys were like 2 and 4 or like 3 okay. and 5. Like,
Do you remember what happened when we went to Universal?
What happened?
When somebody came up to you and was like, I know who you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
but it was like, he was way off.
Yes. We were like,
he's like, I know. I know you're Adam Sandler's brother.
Yeah, somebody like came up to me and was like, you know, you're Adam Sandler's brother.
Not Adam Sandler, like his brother.
Wow. I know who you are.
I know who you are. And I was like, oh, is this guy like a Survivor fan? And then he was like, yeah, you're Adam Sandler's brother. I'm like, no, I'm not.
And then then he didn't believe you. So you played along.
I did. I don't remember that part.
I do.
Yeah. He was going on about that. So, never been, recognized as a famous person's relative before.
Sibling.
But, yeah. There you go. All right. Well, let's start off with our top story at this hour. Now, famously, this is an anti-slime podcast. Okay. Danny.
Everybody is anti-slime.
Danny and I stand in solidarity against slime. I think Tyson, I could see you being a little bit more.
He could be slime. He positive. Licks bones.
I feel like he can like bones. Bathe in slime and he'd be fine.
Yeah. I feel like he's, if his girls like it, I can see him being okay with it. But I don't even want it in my house. Nicole.
No.
Often the perpetrator of buying slime. Like my kids don't have money. They can't buy slime.
How did I have end a policy. Up in your house? I have a policy in this house. If it keeps them away from me for 30 minutes, you could have it.
Yeah.
That's actually a good policy.
If you leave me alone for 30 minutes, you could have whatever you want.
Yeah. Why do you think the podcasts are so long?
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching the video of this slime at work, by the way?
No, I'm not. We can bring it up. So let me just explain. So slime, though, that I've said, is complete evil, useless. Negative. So apparently that they have found some use for it in the field of medicine. In fact, a robotic slime magnet, they're saying, could save lives by going into the human body and then moving around. And I thought, I was like, oh, is this going to be able to like diagnose cancer or something like that? No, it's good if you inadvertently swallow an object, it can go in there and find it.
So great for the kids. Send it in through the nose, get the crayons out, get the batteries out. But if you're watching this video, which is playing in the bottom right hand corner of the slime, it is the stuff of a horror film. I'm trying to think. It's like the Venom, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Okay. Kind of scary.
You're a grown up and you're ingesting something that you shouldn't,
well,
you kind of deserve what you get.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. You deserve slime.
Yeah. This gets into sort of like, we're going to talk about Dr. Mike a couple times here today, but also like in Dr. Mike territory, they also felt like that this could be used for people who insert objects in places that they shouldn't go.
Who's people whose teledildonics have been hacked and they need immediate
Look at his grabbing this piece of metal.
Could you imagine they put the little black blob of slime on you and then it slowly works its way into an orifice and then it's kind of, it really is scary.
Yeah.
So what the if goal
it goes, what if it goes in there and there's the, like you ingested or inserted way too much and it's just like, forget this, I'm done, I'm not getting it. Now you got slime stuck in there too.
Yeah.
Danny. What if it's a deterrent? What if like showing kids this video, like all you need to do is show this. It's kind of like when the slug goes into Captain Kirk's nose.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, remember that?
I think it's his ear, Danny.
Oh, his ear. So you show that to a kid like, hey, this is what we'll have to do if you keep putting crayons in your nose. And maybe it's meant to be a deterrent, not actually work.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Okay. Now, Danny, do we know what happens to the slime after it gets the object? Do you pass the slime? And how do you know if you've passed the slime?
Yeah, I think it's only fair to the slime that it gets to roam around for a little bit and have some fun. It's done its job, and now it needs to get some rest and relaxation in your body. Just explore.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
So, yeah, this can be helpful for a number of different objects that are ingested by people, and they list some of the objects that people are accidentally swallowing. They list car keys as something that people are accidentally ingesting.
Oh, I've got a set of car keys in my pocket. Should I see how well it goes down?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
People who swallow dangerous foreign objects from needles to car keys. That's why they need to have this medical slime.
Is there any way you could accidentally swallow car keys? Because I can't think of a situation other than it falls into your gullet.
How about this, Danny? These cars have like the keyless ignition, okay? And then sometimes maybe like you're a valet driver, you got the keys on the dashboard, okay? Now you are driving along, stop short, keys right into your throat.
I think you'd have to be rear-ended for it to come off the dashboard.
Yeah.
And at that point, you might have your mouth open. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's perfect. It goes right in, and the next thing you know, they're dipping you down into some robotic slime.
You got some slime in your gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Nicole, would you be interested in working with the medical teams that are administering the magnetic robot slime?
I mean, this can be really interesting to get into the minds of the dumb,
mm-hmm.
or get into the guts of the dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. I feel like I can learn a lot about people that way.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole, have you ever swallowed a foreign object?
Not to my knowledge, but I bet if I swallowed some slime, they might find something.
Flies.
Yeah.
Every now and then flies. I feel like I swallow one or two bugs a year.
Mm-hmm.
Very sorry to hear that, Danny.
Well, I'm not on purpose, obviously.
Yeah.
They go into your throat and then you start like coughing frantically because it's a foreign object.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know if you got it out or if you've swallowed it.
That happened to me while I was sleeping the other day. I just started coughing and then I went into a panic. I'm like, I swallowed a spider.
Yep. Definitely was a spider. Imagine if the magnet was there, the slime was there right next to your bed. You'd quickly throw it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, does it have to get something that's magnetic that it attracts to?
Yeah, it's actually, I didn't wonder anything.
It decipher what's supposed to be there and what's not?
Yeah, so I think that the slime is metallic in that that's how they control where it goes.
So they have like a remote control?
Yeah, I believe so. And so that's what the magnetic part. It's not only if you swallow like ball bearings.
Oh, yay, okay. Science.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I did wonder with Nicole how it knew, like what would stop it from going down, just grabbing your esophagus and bringing your esophagus back out your mouth.
Yeah,
or
it's not sentient.
Look what I found.
Right. Okay. We have a story that was sent into us by another person in the medical profession. Our friend, Dr. Mike, submitted a news story for us this week. And it's
about wieners.
It is also from our worst airline passenger of the week. This is a story that says Southwest passenger arrested for masturbating four times during flight, which so many questions.
Do you remember two years ago, I told you I sat next to a guy who built himself his own personal enclosed canopy like tent?
Yes.
And he was making sounds
in the airplane. Yeah.
In the airplane, he was making sounds from within his own personal tent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it might be that same guy.
So this man was, exposing himself during the flight. I think that he got caught four different times. I can't imagine he masturbated.
Why was he allowed
four times?
What was that in-flight movie?
It was Southwest, so there was no in-flight.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. So the man, they give his name, that he was accused of masturbating four times in his seat next to a female passenger. Now, the woman took photos, and then when the man fell asleep, which... No surprise, Danny, four times.
It's exhausting.
He's gonna pass out. She told the flight crew what happened, and they moved her to another seat on the flight.
Why are they duct taping this
guy? It took four times for her to say something? Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows what the guy looks like? Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was a big, you know, like the mountain from Game of Thrones sitting next to me and looking me in the eyes while he did things, I'm not saying anything until he falls asleep.
Well, the FBI interviewed this man and he said he didn't think that the female passenger was uncomfortable with him masturbating. Oh, and he thought it was kind of kinky.
A compliment.
You know, you guys are so stupid.
Hey, don't include me and Danny on this.
A woman smiles at you and you think, oh, she wants me. She likes this. Just because you get a smile.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Nicole. Why four times? The first time, actually the very minute that he even started to be suspicious, he should have been duct taped to his seat. Now, like this should not have happened.
Nicole, is it possible that maybe this confusion happened when the woman took out her phone and started taking pictures? Is that possible?
Was she taking pictures while he was sleeping?
No, she showed the pictures when he was sleeping. She took the pictures, I'm assuming, when he was awake.
I mean, that should have deterred him to, like, stop, right?
That's Tyson's tactic.
Yeah.
The phone.
I don't know.
Here's the crazy thing. Is my mask on a plane falls below my nose mm-hmm. for less than 5 seconds, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. already two or three attendants are on top of that screaming at me.
Right.
But this guy gets through four sessions of self-pleasure. And no one stops to intervene. If it had been a mask over his wing, they would have caught it a lot earlier.
Maybe it wasn't that big.
Oh,
they didn't see it.
That could be true.
Is that possible?
Either way, this guy, but never should be allowed. He's greyhounding it the rest of his life.
Yeah. no more Southwest for you. This was April 2nd, so he couldn't even say it was an April Fool's prank.
Mm-hmm. It was just a fool prank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh. So yeah, four times on a Southwest flight.
And what was the cleanup like for that?
I don't know, but he was headed to Phoenix. Maybe Tyson knows him.
Yeah.
If we ever get him back on, we can ask.
So yeah, I'm looking at the official police report, and they said that. So the woman sitting next to him. That he pulled his pants down and proceeded to masturbate during the first hour of the flight shortly after takeoff.
The first hour was all masturbation. Yeah.
You need to know when to cut it short. And he exposed himself. I can't even read.
Don't even read it, right?
Just whisper it. I need to
be 13.
She says that on four separate occasions, he used both left and right hands. And then that she says he, disposed of, in a very unusual way. Okay.
How did this go on for so long?
For four times after, like, the first unusual way of disposing whatever, like, it happened again and again and again.
People just don't know how to act anymore.
They don't. Bunch of animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wild animals. This is okay in the, you know, the chimp enclosure at the zoo. not here.
Yeah.
Not on the plane.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to make people wear suits on planes. I'm sorry. Remember back then, when flights were a privilege
and right.
Yeah. Dress code, I really think would solve so many problems. If it's like shirt, tie, slacks, I think that just ups everybody's game.
What do you think, Nicole? Is there too much athleisure on these flights?
I feel like you should just keep your hands where everyone can see them at all times. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's little places. Yeah. Like hands until you get about 10,000 feet, mm-hmm. all hands must be in the hand pad mm-hmm. on the seat in front of you.
Yeah. Okay.
So now this is on his permanent record, like the chronic masturbator.
Yeah.
It better be.
It's going to be like a do not fly list after this.
He better. Like, yeah.
And then when he goes to get a job, like, oh, you're the masturbator.
Right, right.
Sorry, you can't work here.
Yeah, I think he gets on a sex offender list after this.
I hope so.
Yeah, if the list is working right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Nicole, I know you are particularly interested in aliens, right?
I do love aliens.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I do.
Nicole, well, let me ask you this question. Do you think, yes or no, was this a good idea? Scientists have decided to put out a signal to the universe to give the coordinates of where to find Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, putting out sort of our information in case anybody is out there listening.
It's like tweeting, I'm not home, I'm on vacation, come rob my house. Right? It's very similar. Come take all my stuff, I'm not there.
It's more like, hey, we're home alone and defenseless.
Just a bunch of kids here.
Come anal probe me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come and probe us. We're very supple and used to putting things in holes.
And then I'll put a magnetic slime in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, this is happening. And Danny, Steven.
Maybe that is the magnetic slime. Maybe that's the alien.
Oh, perhaps. This is their first contact. It is first contact.
The crossover.
Day. Yeah. Danny, Stephen Hawking said, we should not do this.
A lot of people have said we should not do this. But here's the thing. We've already sent, I believe, the Voyager spacecraft has on it plates that tell people how to find us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's already, I think, left the solar system. And so we've already done this once or twice, and I'm sure there's people broadcasting constantly. Oh, hey, we're right here. And my only hope is that someone else reaps the whirlwind of that mistake, because I just don't see anyone being like, oh, look, another planet. Let's go say hi. That's not what you see or hear.
Yeah.
When you think of people,
you wouldn't think so.
We've definitely proven it as a species,
right?
And all our movies have proven it that you come to conquer, not to, just check things out and help people out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think even the aliens be like, you know what? These people are too messed up. They are too dumb. Like, I'm staying away from that.
Yeah, that's one theory as to why we actually haven't been contacted yet, is that we're so underdeveloped that we just are like a big hill of ants. That's as much interest as we get.
Yeah. But our resources have got to be interesting, though, right?
Well, I mean, the fact that we've developed, the nuclear bombs and other things have probably got some attention, or at least is a step forward. But not enough for them to actually come down and openly probe us. Mm-hmm. They're still probing in secret. The danger is when they start doing it in the broad daylight. That's when you know that the atmosphere has changed in the relationship status between us and aliens. When they're just like, nah, I don't care. We're just going to probe right now, right here.
Right. This is called a beacon in the galaxy, and it contains information about mathematics and science to show whoever's listening that we know a thing or two about.
It's bragging.
Yeah.
It's bragging.
It's not very good bragging either.
Yeah.
Tells us about our elements, our DNA, the land, basically like putting everything out there. And then also that there are cosmic landmarks to indicate exactly where Earth is in the galaxy.
That's like giving a status report to your enemy. Like, hey, this is what we've developed. This is how far we've advanced.
Here's our PIN numbers. Yeah.
Here's our strategy. Yeah.
It's like, all they have to do is look at that and say, oh, no, we're way more advanced than these people. Let's go check them out and take their resources and enslave them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't we have a vote on this or something before we do it? Like, why does a couple of these people get to decide this?
Oh, who is doing this, by the way?
Who's making this final decision?
Yeah.
These are our scientists. I'm trying to see if this is NASA.
Maybe we should call them turncoats.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be calling these people scientists.
Yeah.
These are traitors to the cause of humanity.
Okay. So they're Jonathan Jiang, who's the project lead and scientist at NASA's JPL, talked about this. So I guess this is in conjunction with NASA, but I don't
know. Come on, NASA.
I think we should have talked about this first.
Yeah, we should have had a group discussion.
Yeah, group meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, get on Zoom. We're going to have a Zoom meeting with all humans. Mm-hmm. Take a vote on whether or not we broadcast our weaknesses as a species to the entire universe.
Yeah. Like, what's the case for it?
How does it help us? Mm-hmm. Like, how does that information help us?
Like, sure. Maybe they come and they here's the cure to like world hunger and all these things. But then, Danny, I've seen this on TV. Sometimes it's just like they're just trying to get us fat so they can eat us.
Oh, totally. The other thing is maybe you're sending this out to help another civilization that just happens to be about 50 years behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the only person you're going to help with all the mathematical bragging and stuff like that. So really, this is just saying, hey, come check us out. Mm-hmm. This is a teenager, you know, being cat or even anyone being catfished by the universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is an interesting study that we came across today that says 2/3 of Americans say that they spare no expense when it comes to their furry friends. 2,000 dog owners were surveyed. 4 in 5 say they pamper their dogs as much as possible. And 7 out of 10 people say that their dog is actually their best friend.
It sounds to me like we've already been conquered.
By the dogs? Who needs the aliens?
Yeah. It sounds like the dogs are in control.
The aliens are going to come here and see that and be like, all right, peace out. I'm out of here.
It's actually 69% of people say that dogs are their best friend. Very nice. And
it's so much easier to be friends with a dog. I think I'm not friends with any dogs.
Yeah.
Because humans are extremely complex and require way more emotional investment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dog true. is just an easy, like, oh, this dog's my best friend because it requires so little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you have to like clean up your friends, like, or dumps. like figurative crap, but you have to pick up like the literal crap from your dog.
Yeah.
What do you like prefer?
For me, physical involvement is a lot easier. Like if all I had to do was something physical, the minute someone starts talking to me about their problems, I'm like, I don't want to be here. But if it's just like, if they, that same friend said, could you help me rake some leaves? I would be more willing to do that than listen to them talk
and
about
picking
their problems.
Up the dog's poop is faster.
Well, I mean, it depends on what your dog ate at the time. Like our dog eats a lot of sticks and bugs in the backyard. So those aren't good days.
Nicole, what if they could get the magnetic slime to clean up the dog waste on the yard?
That would be fantastic. I would encourage the slime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that would be a great development.
What kind of pisses me off
about these dog owners that pamper their dog? I called to get a haircut for my dog.
Yeah.
And there is a menu of services for the dog. They can get a massage with blueberry extract oil and all of these like fancy things. I was like, I just want a haircut. Okay. Well, do you want the layers? Do you want all these things? And I was like, it's a dog. I just want her haircut and I don't want to spend $80. Like shave it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to go to the spa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that a hot take?
I don't think that we have a lot of dog spa listeners that are in favor of the spa.
Like, because everybody's pampering their dog, I got to spend $80 on a haircut.
Here's the other thing about the dog is that you can leave the dog. The mm-hmm. dog doesn't have a phone. The dog can't text you. The dog won't be around a super long time, which could be sad.
That could be sad.
That's an emotional investment there. Mm-hmm. But it's like, in terms of how much the dog can harass you, you can always leave the dog, you know, and like, get away from the dog. Some people, family and friends, you can never get away from them. There is no escape unless you
move across the country like we did.
Yeah, that's the only way. But that was so much work. But I feel like it would be better and more beneficial to the entire planet if people were better friends with humans than dogs.
Oh, so you think we should get rid of the dogs and because the dog is an easy friend to have. I mean, Nicole is my best friend, but if it wasn't for Nicole, probably the dog would be my best friend. And so that you think that if we get rid of the dogs, it'll force humans to be friendlier to other humans.
Yeah. If you lose your ability to understand other humans because you spend all your time with your dog, that's the kind of person who assumes that playing with himself on the plane is okay because he does it in front of his dog all the time.
Dog doesn't care.
His dog doesn't mind. His dog licks it.
Yeah. You're like, this is totally normal. Or if, you know, all of the bad airplane behavior is probably from people who have completely lost it when it comes to understanding how to be around humans instead of dogs. So maybe a little bit more time with humans, a little less time with dogs.
So get rid of all the dogs. Okay.
Okay.
Carmella, you're out of here.
I did not say get rid of all the dogs. Okay. I just said,
less dogs,
more humans. And I know that's a painful thing to do. Spending time with humans is tough.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of humans suck.
They do. This is what News AF is about mostly.
Yeah.
It's the difficulties of navigating the human world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, Nicole, you know, that kids love Pokemon. Danny, do you have Pokemon crazy kids at your house?
We went through a Pokemon phase. And yes, there's currently a binder filled with Pokemon cards that I don't understand the value of.
Yes. Okay. Well, for some reason, they're very rare, some of them. They're very valuable. Kids love to talk about them. That just this morning, my son was getting ready for school. I was talking about, he says, Dad, I think that, you know, a Pokemon, it's either a Chinese or Japanese. I said, I believe it's Japanese. They're Japanese.
He's like, you had a Pokemon conversation this morning.
Yes. he's like, how did you know that? I'm like, look, I trust me on this.
I've been around.
Yeah.
I've been around the block a couple times. Okay. Kids.
So, but it's
I've been
not
around
just
the Pokemon Go.
Pokemon cards. Pokemon Oreos are here, and they're just as rare and as collectible. In fact, some Pokemon Oreos are going for five-figure sums on eBay.
And I bet those people are friends with dogs.
Yo, dog people, most likely. Or Pokemon people. Yeah. People can also, find solace with their Pokemons.
First rule of this pie, we don't yuck anybody's yum, okay? if people like the Pokemon cards, we're just trying to understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I'm looking at them right now, by the way. Hard to understand what the cookie.
So they only made so many of the Pokemon Oreos.
Because it's rare.
They're very rare. But unlike a Pokemon card, which could you can preserve it. The Oreo has a shelf life.
Do they
According to the website Eat by Date, Oreos have a shelf life of less than a month.
Stop.
People are bidding on Liars. eBay with figures of $20, $200, $623, $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the super rare Pokemon Oreos.
Well, people eat gold flaked burgers and fries, you know, in that price range. Mm-hmm. If this is what you value. I think Pokemon is cooler than gold.
But are they really, really even eating them, or is it like bragging rights? They're just going to put it on. They're going to put it on the shelf, or are they eating it?
Well, the big ballers are eating them, because nothing says baller like, "Hey, I bought this $600 Pokemon. Watch me eat it." That's something actually that a Paul brother would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 By the way, Logan Paul showed up at WrestleMania this weekend, Danny.
Oh, excited. And he's a Pokemon. I think he's bought some Pokemon stuff.
He came out to the ring wearing the most rare Pokemon card in the world as a necklace.
I hope when the aliens come, they take him. They probe him.
They take Logan Paul?
Yeah. Give them the coordinates for his house.
He wasn't bad as a wrestler. I mean, he mostly is boxing these days.
I actually could see him as a wrestler
because
he's very much a showman. So it would make sense to make him a wrestler.
And he's a big guy, too.
He is.
Him and The Miz fought Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool to be in WrestleMania. I don't want to wrestle. I think it actually would hurt. I actually went to WWF thing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It looks painful. Like, I have to give these wrestlers credit, because that doesn't look enjoyable to be thrown around like that.
Mm-hmm. No, so. I don't think so. But, you know, you do it for the love of the sport entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they are some of them, especially Mew. That's far and away the rarest. So that is of the 16 available Pokemon designs. Some of them are harder and you need to go and catch them all.
Do you need to catch them all?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess Let's see.
I'm trying to see if I can even remember one Pokemon. Mm-hmm.
The kids make up the stuff, though, right?
Charizard. Like,
Charizard, that's right. Yeah. Pikachu, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right. So let's then talk about something that maybe might be of a little bit more interest to Danny.
Oh.
Nicole, do you know Danny's favorite soft drink?
I actually do.
Yes. What is it?
It's Mountain Dew.
Yes, that's right.
I did know this. I don't know why, but I knew this.
Danny, your reputation precedes you.
Wow.
We were out one day and there was like a Mountain Dew and Rob was like blurted out, "That's Danny's favorite." Great.
Yeah. So Danny, over on Etsy, one of Nicole's favorite websites, there is a new Etsy shop called Earthly Good Goods, and they have some Mountain Dew soap.
That would not qualify as earthly good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the culmination of years of scientific research in how to make food without using actual food ingredients.
Yeah. So it's sold out now, Danny. So you couldn't even get your hands on it if you wanted to.
This is like a tease.
It's $8.50. But it is basically like a bath soap that you can use, which is sculpted to look like Mountain Dew. When they say that it is a vegan soap with no petroleum, no chemical detergents, no animal products, only the good stuff, especially your favorite drink, Mountain Dew.
That goes against everything Mountain Dew believes in. I actually think that I'm slowly preserving my organs by drinking Mountain Dew. Like, when I die, they wouldn't even have to put any kind of preservation in me. They'd be like, "Oh, he's been drinking Mountain Dew his whole life. His organs are actually riddled with preservatives that will keep it for 1,000 years.
He will not be decomposing.
Honestly.
No, I won't.
Danny, Mountain Dew is a better name for a soap than it is for a soda.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm.
I could see myself with some shower gel called Mountain Dew. Actually, as a shower gel, it makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it has the soda in it. Isn't that sticky?
Very sticky.
But I guess the soap would then just like clean. It's just basically cleaning the Mountain Dew off of you.
Yes. Nicole, have you ever had Mountain Dew?
I have never in my life had a Mountain Dew.
Yes. Are you interested in trying
it? What does it taste like?
No, don't go down that road. It's hard to explain. Green. It tastes like the color green.
I do
imagine
love
the color green. And that's exactly what it tastes like.
Yeah. How about the scent, Danny? Is it a good soap scent?
I think it's a good scent.
Does it come out of your pores? Like, do you smell like Mountain Dew?
I wish I smelled like Mountain Dew. Right now I don't know what I smell like. I still haven't regained my sense of smell, but I have this weird thing where whether it's BO or just my own sweat, I smell like a rotting piece of meat to myself.
Oh, attractive. Yeah.
So it's really gross. Mm-hmm. And so I live in fear.
But isn't
about
that
how
good
I do
news,
smell.
Danny, that your sense of smell is coming back?
Yeah, but the weird thing is I can't smell other people's BO. Hmm. So only I smell myself like I'm a chunk of rotting flesh. And then I'm always looking around like, can other people smell this? Is this what they're smelling? If I could be guaranteed to smell like Mountain Dew, that would be that would bring me a lot of relief.
I have a super powered nose where I can smell like anything. So I don't think we can be in a room together.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that smell is going around to anyone else. But the minute I start to sweat, even a little bit, so even before the BO has developed, even that little bit
of
sweat.
It triggers your brain.
It triggers my brain and I can start to smell this rotting meat smell. And I'm sure other people. So it's disgusting. So I spend the whole activity like, oh my gosh, so self-conscious. Can people smell this?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, Mountain Dew should make a deodorant.
Oh.
It's like Axe body spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mountain deodorant. Deodorant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just flows.
Mountain deodorant.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say, but it's a good idea.
Mountain deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Danny, I got another study for you. And this one I think you're going to agree with. A new study says that millionaires are more outgoing, emotionally stable, according to a new study. Now, Dan, I know you're famously pro-billionaire.
Billionaire,
how do you feel about millionaires?
See, the thing with a millionaire is obviously a lot depends on how they became millionaires.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of jerk millionaires out there who don't have impressive, bootstrap stories. Mm-hmm. They're just dicks.
They're old money. Lucky.
Well, that's what they found. Money. That's among self-made millionaires, people who started out in life with far less, had to earn their wealth. That's who they were concentrating on here in this study.
Okay.
Yes.
And it does make sense. Like they have to be more emotionally stable. I would also say that I've read a lot of stories about millionaires and they seem very unstable. So I'm going to contradict what I just said. It seems like they're very hot or cold. You know, kind of a little bit, not all of them, but a lot of them are, you know, they go out on limbs. They take, they
those
gamble.
Are billionaires or
millionaires too.
Yeah.
Millionaires. I mean, to make $1 million, you have to get lucky. You have to have good ideas. You have to work hard. Emotionally stable though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to probably be emotionally stable to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're the guy on the plane going four times,
that
you're probably not a millionaire.
Right.
No, I would be willing to bet a lot that type of instability will be a problem.
Right.
He's old money.
But if you're the kind of guy who like
his dad is a millionaire.
Yeah, that's true. He is old money. But if you're the kind of guy who flies into a rage, I mean, that seems like millionaire behavior.
Right. Now, maybe also one of the reasons why people have more emotional stability as millionaires, maybe they're not worried about money as much.
Yeah. Well, it came first, you know, the cart or the horse or however the saying goes.
Yeah. They say money, more problems, Danny.
There is some truth to that. I mean, nobody's going to weep for the millionaires.
No.
Right. Their problems. But when you become a millionaire, you definitely want to probably be more friends with a dog than other humans. But you can't be a millionaire if you're not friends with humans. So it's kind of like,
but
by
you
the
can't
time
you pamper a dog, if you're not a millionaire,
that's true. Mm-hmm. So once you make your millions, you dump the people, befriend a dog. Cause now there's less problems with just having the dog. You know, you're friends with the humans. They're all asking for money. They all need help. They're all getting you to invest in bad ideas. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to just assume this study finds is correct.
We get a lot of our news from studyfinds.org, Nicole.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Never steered us
wrong.
I'd
like to know some of these other studies. These are very intriguing.
They ask 2,000 people, sometimes or less, a lot of questions, and then they basically decide the news for the world.
The Family Feud of studies.
Yes. They talk to 2,000 people and they're often like paid for by people who have a vested outcome in the study. And the questions are asked a very specific way. And then we talk about those results here on News AF.
By the way, these are European millionaires.
Yes.
Which I believe there is a difference between a self-made European millionaire and a self-made American.
Ooh, what is it?
I don't know. I'm like, they just, maybe they have a different approach to being a millionaire in Europe than in, you know, the flashy American style probably doesn't go as well in a lot of these European countries. This is in Germany, which seems like they, you know, if you're going to be, you want to work up to like British aristocracy, you got to have some self-respect, show that you're stable.
You got to talk fancy.
Yeah, you got to talk fancy. You can't. So I feel like there is, you want to become a certain way. Whereas in America, it's like, I got $1 million. First thing I'm going to do is buy a sweet car.
Trick out my car. Get the blueberry extract shampoo.
Bestie.
But you don't see that really. Rich kids of Instagram. I'm guessing there's probably a lot of kids from Europe in America, but probably a lot of Americans, flashy rich kids. Okay. That again, doesn't flashy go to study. Americans. Not self-made. Yeah. Flashy Americans, loudmouth millionaires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have another story about how then, you know, we're talking about millionaires have a perception of being more outgoing and emotionally stable. But another study reveals that more than half of people are faking their finances on social media.
Did they need a study for this?
Yeah. Like, three you just go out on social of five media. People are faking their money situations for social media.
Yeah.
And
I'm with Nicole. That wasn't necessary.
56% of people that they find talking money with other people a taboo subject.
Totally.
Yep.
It gets awkward.
Yes.
It does get awkward, especially, I mean, no matter which way you look at it. If you come in from the guy with no money, it's weird. And if you're the guy with tons of money, it gets so exhausting listening to rich people talk about all the cool stuff they're going to do.
Yeah.
So you can't win. Just talk about something else. Probably politics.
Talk about your dog.
Better.
Yeah.
Talk about your dog.
People do not like talking about money, and that's why they have to fake it. That they found that 30% of people would rather watch a horror film than talk about their money.
I'd rather talk about money.
What?
Yes. Yes.
I'd rather lie about how much money I have.
These are the things that people would rather do than confront their thoughts about money. 28% would trade the thoughts for being stuck in a 2-hour traffic jam.
And what a weird list of
27%
things.
Would rather speak in public to a large crowd.
How many would rather eat or let a magnetic slug crawl into an orifice and talk about money?
How many have already had that?
I think if you have that, then you have very high medical bills that you have to pay off.
You've
had your keys in your mouth, and next thing you know, you're deeply in debt.
Do you think, though, that if you share financially the kind of like the same status, the person you're talking to, that it's okay? It's when it's not equal that talking about money becomes a problem.
Yeah, I think it's when it's not equal. Yeah.
I mean, really, I think that two rich gentlemen would have no problem, or rich ladies would have no problem talking about money.
Yeah.
Or maybe even want to talk about it. But if it was, you know, like we just said, if it was you're hanging out with one of your old school poor friends.
Right.
I think the rich people would still be like, it would be like whose penis is bigger sort of thing with their money, you know? Like, I got more money.
They're probably eager. But they're eager to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, guess what? We're going for vacation.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to outer space with Jeff Bezos. And
guess what party we just went to? Yeah. Lady Gaga was there.
Yeah. Okay. One more story before we go to Danny's Bolt Hole. This came up right before we were going on. I had asked Danny if he wanted to cover this story about some new clothing that's coming out for the metaverse, to which Nicole asked, what's the metaverse? And I thought that might be fun.
Am I dumb
about.
For not knowing what that is?
No, but we talk about it quite a bit here on News AF. And so,
please explain.
Danny, do you want to explain the metaverse to Nicole?
Yeah. And first of all, let me just say that not knowing something, and I'm always telling Liz this, it doesn't make you dumb. There's way too much to know.
There's way too much to know.
And, so much of it is
and also, you will hate the metaverse.
Maybe I'll like it.
You won't.
So Facebook is creating a world.
Oh, you lost me at Facebook.
Okay. That you can enjoy through an avatar in a pair of goggles, probably a STEM suit in the future, some gloves.
Wait, so goggles, a weird suit, and Facebook. Okay.
Yeah. And some gloves and some, you know, I don't know, some clamps to sensitive areas to send the right electrical signals. Anyway, you go into
in the future.
In the future. We're not there yet. Right now, I think you just hover as an upper torso in the metaverse, as in, you know, your avatar does. And you get to experience basically the lowest human activities in the metaverse. Boredom. Yeah. Assault. It's not a great place, but they're trying to make it better.
Why would someone want to go there?
Because that
no one knows.
Yeah, because I guess people feel like that this world is stinks so bad that maybe we'll go to like the, you know, maybe slightly less crappy metaverse.
It sounds more crappy.
Yeah, but you could be rich in the metaverse.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, you can hide a lot of things.
You can lie about your finances easier to people.
Can you interact with other people in the metaverse?
Yes, you can. But the big problem is that people get like sexually harassed in the metaverse.
Like instantly appearing in the metaverse.
Sexually harassed here too. So what's the difference? I mean, you could be on an airplane.
That's true. All right. So you want to check out some of the new clothing that's coming to the metaverse? So they just announced that you can dress in layers with Roblox avatars, up to 6 layers of clothing. Now, is it cold in the metaverse?
Once you get that STEM suit.
I guess so.
Also,
is metaverse hell? Is it like going to hell?
Purgatory.
Yeah.
I think we're in purgatory right now, actually.
So, Rob, a tie into this story.
Mm-hmm.
I did read an article about a woman who went to several fashion shows
in the metaverse,
high end brands in the metaverse.
Yeah.
And then she said, as she was going from display to display, she would walk around, look at the clothes. She fell off of a yacht into the water.
Yes. Yes.
And was unable to extricate herself from the water. And that was the end of her fashion show experience.
Mm-hmm. So was she dead?
No, just her avatar couldn't get out of the water. So,
yeah. Uh huh.
She said it, she or he, I don't remember. They made it sound like it was a horrible experience. So the clothing thing here, they have high end clothing if you want it.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Do you create your own reality in the metaverse?
I think the reality is created, and I think then you can spend your real money to buy things that you have in the metaverse.
This is the future, Nicole. You need to, I guess one reason to learn more about this is because this is where you'll be living in 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, we're going to retire to the metaverse one day.
I'm trying to picture my metaverse and but I don't quite understand this.
You'll be disappointed because it looks stupid. If you just go and look at a couple screen grabs or even a video, you'll be like, that is really dumb. That's like SimCity from like 1995.
Yeah, but your person could be like pretty ripped and you don't have to actually do the exercise.
But how do I get this ripped body? Do I just imagine it and it's there? I
think you pay for it. I'm not sure. Like, Danny, can you have a 6-pack in the metaverse for free?
I haven't seen any muscly dudes in all of the or
maybe everybody's the same. Nobody's that ripped in the metaverse.
Okay, so that's everybody's the same.
Everybody's kind of just like a blob. Like a Nintendo Wii person,
Yes, yes. Oh, actually, that's perfect, Rob. A Nintendo Wii person.
Yeah, remember like a Nintendo Wii that you like basically have like a torso and a head.
Mm-hmm. So there's no body competition, no body shaming.
There's no body because nobody has legs. So
not yet.
There's no body shaming.
Mm-hmm.
They can't give people legs.
Oh, the other thing the woman said or a guy said that was disturbing was when they waited in a line in the metaverse, everyone queued up inside of each other.
Inside of each other?
Yeah, so it means like your avatar was inside another person's avatar, kind of like a giant avatar orgy.
You just like merged together?
Yeah, and that was a little uncomfortable as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, I still want to go check it out.
You will check it out.
Let's check it out.
Let's go check it out, Where do you want to go in the metaverse? What do you want to see?
What are my options?
I'm not sure. I don't even know how you get there or what you do.
We talk about it so much, but none of us have ever bothered.
Yeah, let me just Google actually. How do you get in the metaverse?
Like, who gets it? Who gets accepted into this, you know, secret society?
You have to get the Oculus. Danny, you have that, right?
I've got an Oculus. Okay. What do I have to do next? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have to sign into something. And that's where I stop and draw the line.
Do you have to pay to go into the metaverse?
I don't know. Okay. So,
you know what? Nothing's free.
You give your soul. Or are you paying with your soul?
We don't know.
Yeah. That's priceless.
We know you need the Oculus. Okay. And then you need your phone so you can get notifications. Okay. Uh-huh. And then you need an avatar, but I'm not sure necessarily.
To pick your own avatar.
Yes. You get to dress it.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can go to Decentraland. That sounds like a terrible place to go. Mm.
Yeah. Your dog has the
hiccup. That sounds like a dystopian society.
Yes. All right. Pink Panther wants to know if we read the chat while we're live. Yeah, baby.
Is there a chat?
Yeah. Nicole doesn't have the chat, but Danny and I can see it.
What are they saying?
They said, Nicole is the best. Loving Nicole. Wow. I'd like to see her in the metaverse one day.
I'm not gonna have any legs, but then I won't be short either, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care about my dog. Danny and Rob are my best friends. So lots of great stuff coming from the chat.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I would love to.
Okay, here we go. Here is not butthole, Nicole. Okay.
Bolt.
Thank you for clarifying.
Danny Bryson's world famous bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole.
Song.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel. You belong.
Yeah.
Nocturnal emission.
You like that song?
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's interesting. That song we were just listening to kind of plays into this bolt hole. Everyone's looking for a way to get high, I feel like, whether it's in the metaverse.
Yes.
Or you're trying to get a hold of some drug from China that hasn't been registered by the government as a class whatever drug.
Mm-hmm.
No. Maybe even a little bit of caffeine.
Yeah.
An oxygen bar.
Yeah.
Sensory deprivation tank.
Trying to get like a Rocky Mountain high.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think would be included as like a kind of a low level drug.
Danny doesn't drink, but so he gets a runner's high also.
Yeah, and you know, it is a high. It's probably some kind of like you're slowly dying. Yeah, I run a little bit. And you know what? The runner's high probably is just like a massive release of endorphins to keep you alive as you're running.
Mm-hmm.
But I came across a new kind of drug that people are claiming.
Yes.
And it's from music. So, and it is not just Tyson's bolt hole song.
Yes, what is
I'm sure.
So the music is your drug, Danny?
So they're called binaural beats.
Oh, yes, yes.
Have you ever heard of this, Rob?
I've heard of this, yeah. On YouTube, they get recommended to me all the time.
How do you say it? Binaural.
Binaural beats?
Yeah, A-U-R-A-L. N-A-U-R-A-L. So binaural beats, which people are claiming can trigger a psychoactive effect in the brain.
Yeah.
And if you think of all the things you people do to get high, whether it's like choking themselves.
What do you mean you people, Danny?
Well, I mean, like people who like to get,
yeah,
like non-traditional ways of getting high and all the, you know, when we often talk about TikTok trends, a lot of those trends on Instagram or TikTok, whatever, are meant to give you some feeling or sensation.
Yeah.
Right.
Above on TikTok, there's a lot of like, oh, just listen to this and then you'll have like a good day.
Yeah. Or take a
shower. Remember the one about the people who took a shower and they jumped timelines?
Oh,
Really?
Yeah.
So
all you have to do is take a shower.
Yeah.
Well, the shower is the best way to, or best place to jump to a different timeline. If you were wondering, Nicole, if you're like,
I am wondering,
escape, if you're trying to escape the reality you're currently in, if I remember the article correctly, you want to picture that new reality, the one that you deserve. Right. The one where Rob does everything you say, he's at your beck and call. And then you go and somehow in the shower, you're able to meditate on that and jump your timeline.
Wait, so Danny, if she jumps, then who do I get? Is she gone or is there a different Nicole that shows up?
I think that you get the same Nicole, but she gets to go somewhere else. And now she's on a different timeline.
What happened to the Nicole? And by the way, there's no timeline.
I don't know. Maybe that one dies. There's no scientific evidence to back it up. Other than these people who claim they've jumped timelines. And now she's and the only thing you ever hear is that they've jumped into a better place. They don't know what happens to the place they just left. Everything probably falls apart.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is people are always trying to find something to just give them an experience a little bit better than the one they're currently enjoying.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And these binaural beats supposedly are one way to get a nice high without sounding like being arrested or having any crash and burn afterwards. Not like cocaine, you know, 30 minutes of pleasure followed by
crapping your pants. Like
crap.
Right. I feel like that there's a lot of them on YouTube that are about like, oh, listen to this while you go to sleep and then you'll make 8 figures.
Yeah. Well, my kids often talk about ASMR.
Oh,
right. Yeah. And that's not what this is, but I'm always surprised they know about it.
Why do your kids talk about ASMR?
Well, they're always like, Dad, this is so ASMR. Like, and they'll tap their fingers on something.
Yeah.
I don't really know how kids learn things and maybe I should look more
YouTube.
Into that. Yeah. YouTube. But YouTube. I mean, I've never seen them watch a video about ASMR.
Yeah.
So maybe I should be more invested.
Nicole, you don't know about ASMR?
I don't know what it is. I should watch YouTube.
Yeah. It's like people like they get like really close to the microphone and they like, it's like they're like whispering in your ear and like doing different things. Like
for me, like all these sounds that people find to be soothing. Like one thing is like tapping or making sounds with your fingernails, or like for me, maybe the sound of a ratchet. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like honestly, what it totally encompasses. I just know that's there. My kids always say, Dad, listen to this. So maybe I should turn them on to binaural beats since they're already kind of halfway there.
Yeah.
And see if I can get them hooked on a legal, safe drug right now.
Right.
An effort to steer them away from some of the more damaging drugs.
Unless it's the gateway. Future.
Right. Like,
what could it be the gateway to?
That's a question. Louder beats.
Yeah.
Drum beats. Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is one. This is a serotonin, a dopamine one. A healing sleep. This one is, but I don't know.
Well, it says at the very end of this article on braintomorrow.com that there's no scientific evidence that this works. But they also say
it works, Danny.
Right. And it also might be in the same classification of as like whenever you go forest bathing and you get that like nature high, it's something, right? But it's not exactly the same as like hitting a hard thing of glue or, you know, eating paint chips or like on the same level as a real drug. It is having an effect And you know what? That's all really all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you think, Danny, until somebody is completely addicted to binaural beating
when I see it
all the time. Yeah.
When I see the 30 for 30 mm-hmm. about a sports athlete who just drained his millions and became homeless because of binaural drugs, then I'll know that it was a bad thing. And I mm-hmm. should not have talked about it on the pat. What if he's like, I came across this podcast, News mm-hmm. AF, they talked about these beats. You know, I was a hardworking mm-hmm.
Person. I was a good person.
Yeah, right. Then I turned to binaurals and my life spun wildly out of control.
I started stealing headphones just to listen. Then I couldn't beat the beats.
Yeah, so be careful. Mm-hmm. I guess like any drug, use mm-hmm. responsibly.
Yes. Danny, should we have a competition that Skydeather fangirl in the chat reminds me? Maybe we should have a competition to see maybe who can listen to the most binaural beats in one sitting. Are you ready
Is this a safe idea?
Nicole, look, we're gonna sponsor the world.
I don't mean to be safety patrol, but I don't know.
Listen, Nicole, hear me out. Hear me out. We're gonna put together the News AF official 2022 binaural beat off. Okay, let's see if
someone already do that on an airplane? Yeah, it's already been done.
This is a competition. who can listen to the most binaural beats?
Mm-hmm.
I like that you already have Nicole there to keep you safe and to monitor your vitals. Mm-hmm. And she can wear some of those soundproof headphones so she's not getting any secondary binaural
beats beforehand, just in case.
Yeah, who knows? Wrong.
Monitor my vitals.
Just be careful, Rob.
About this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make an effort to listen to a binaural beat.
Okay.
Because I haven't even had time to listen to it. There's one queued up right here. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe as soon as we're done here, I'll get high on some binaural beats.
This one, heart repair and treatment sound therapy. That's pretty good. I don't listen to this one. 20-minute power nap for energy and focus.
To do heart surgery.
I did read another article recently about using sound waves to recover. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why that should be completely impossible, but supposedly there were some frequencies they were experimenting with that helped either muscle recovery or something post-surgery recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why couldn't that be a thing? Right.
Well, they say that chanting is somewhat similar to that, where it relaxes the brain and kind of goes into your nervous system to, I don't know, do stuff.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess it's somewhat similar.
Well, and like frequencies, sound waves, those are physical forces.
Sure.
So why couldn't it have an effect? We just learned that Mars, by the way, sound is different on Mars. That was all over the news. Mm-hmm. Lots
how
of sound
is it different?
News, I guess.
Yeah.
Because let's see if I can remember how this works. I read it and did not understand it, but because
the
atmosphere
sound thinner
is
on Mars, Danny,
I think your voice would come off as lower if I remember correctly.
Oh,
supposedly sound waves move faster the more dense the material they're traveling through.
Mm-hmm.
So they're moving slower because there's less density. I think you're going to sound lower.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so talking on Mars, if you could remove your mask and talk, would be way weird.
If your head doesn't explode.
I think you'd probably die pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, when you're screaming for help, it'd probably mm-hmm. be like,
it would be low.
Everyone would just be laughing. They're like, help me, Barb, help me. And like, oh, dude, listen to that. It's so weird. Your voice is different. Then he's dead. So,
Danny,
exciting stuff.
Great job once again here today. Nicole, do you have anything you want to tell people to check out?
I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check out my Instagram, that's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, Nicole,
you were so great. I don't think I've ever podcasted with you. It was very natural. Are you guys like podcasting when you're at home at dinner? Is it like,
it's just always a podcast. Yeah. We talk in podcast form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. It's good banter. Mm-hmm. And Danny, Nicole has been very busy doing different home improvement projects.
Oh, those are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get sucked down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. So much work.
Mm-hmm. Like, right now, I'm painting the boys' playset outside. I'm making it match the house.
I didn't even know about that one, Danny. That is news to me. And Actually, no, I did know that one.
You didn't know. Yeah, you're okay. Liar.
I thought you were painting something new. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Life is just a struggle against decay, right? Mm-hmm. It's like always just trying. Think about that. Every time I go out and do yard work or a home repair, I'm like, dude, this is all life is.
Yeah.
Propping up this rotting structure that is the world.
Right. Such a metaphor. Yeah. And not in the metaverse, Danny. That's the one good thing.
Yeah. That's true. But somebody on the metaverse, you know, like hardware end, that are they're constantly repairing stuff.
Got to fix the servers. Right. All right. Yeah, Nicole, thank you so much for being here with us. This was nice.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
If you like hearing from Nicole, you can hear her every week on the Patreon 5 for 5, recording later on tonight. 2 podcasts in one day, Nicole. You ready for that?
Yeah, there's something I want to talk about on the 5 for 5.
Okay, all right. Do you need a binaural beat to recharge for?
It actually kind of goes with the binaural beat.
I'll play one for you in the house, okay? All right. Yeah. Danny, what's coming up for you?
Always looking for the next adventure. Right now, it's just spring break. Mm-hmm. I got to get through this. Universal Studios, I got to power through. And then once I come out the other end unscathed, hopefully, then I can move on with my own life.
Okay. You went just for Universal Studios? You're going to hit anything else while you're there?
The beach.
Oh.
You know, my kids, I forget how much kids like I personally hate it, right? Mm-hmm. But kids love the beach for some reason. They're programmed to love the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to come to the East Coast. The beaches
are... Yeah, my little girl said to me, I love sand. And I thought to myself, I hate sand. Sand is the thing I hate most.
Do you have baby powder?
No. Why?
Get baby powder.
Why?
Because instead, when you're all sandy and gross and you're getting in the car, put baby powder on the sand and it gets all of it off and you'll have nothing in the car.
Life hack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It totally works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that for reals?
For real, I swear. Mm-hmm. It works. We do it all the time.
Well,
and I actually got in trouble from my 8-year-old because I forgot the baby powder.
Yeah, I was going to say, the trick is you have to remember to bring it because then, Mom, did you have the baby powder? Mom, whoa, you didn't bring it?
Where
did
you bring it? I can't go.
So wait a minute. I have sand on my hand.
Yeah.
I put baby powder on and the sand comes off.
And then you go like this, you wipe it off and all the sand comes off.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah. Life changing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Better than magnetic robot slime. Okay.
Beach hack.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for joining us once again for News AF. We'll be back next week and we'll let you know if we hear anything from Tyson. Okay. Please send your, thoughts and prayers that he will end his holdout soon. All right. Mm-hmm. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.